We are continue reading from the Sefer Kitvun Lidor. We basically finished. What we're going to do now, we're going to summarize b'kitzur nimratz the different svarim that he brings mamish at the end. We're on page Tzadi Ches 98, and with that we'll more or less misayim over here. After that, he just brings an introduction to the various introductions that most we've read already. Okay, so again, a little kitzur, which is good to do a little bit of chazar on this. On Daf Tzadi Ches. Ha'arot v'birurim, that's what he calls it. Now, we're going to speak about different rabbonim, and we're going to speak about the different svarim that came out. Okay, so the first one he wants to discuss is not the... It's not the Rishonim, it's not the Ramak, which comes before, but rather he's starting with the Ariza. And he says as follows, the Ariza Mekoa Chochma. Ariza is the one who opened up the whole subject, because we know from the Rishonim, we know from the Saginaor Ravid, there's many, the multiple Ravids, which is Rav Beis Din. There are multiple that were called Ravids. Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Olam, Adruch, HaKodesh, Pshuta, Kamashmo. Even the Ravid on the Rambam says many times, Hufiya, Ruch HaKodesh, Bebet Midrash, that they had Ruch HaKodesh in the Bebet Midrash. And we find the Ramban, and also before that, the Rebbe and the Ramban, Rav Yisrael, Megronada, Gedoyle, Olam. We have the writings very, very cryptic, very cryptic, very difficult to read. They're very short on the words, and they hid most of what they're trying to say on the many, many kisuyim covering. So it's very difficult to make up what they're saying. Even the Zohar obviously is a very difficult sefer to read. Basically impossible without any mefarshim, without the Ramak's pirush or other pirushim that have come out later on. Very difficult. The one who first started opening up the whole subject really was the Arizal. The Arizal on a, of course the Ramak has the yeshiva, he had his yeshiva in Tzvat, was teaching it, but not in the same tokef and with in depth that the Arizal had taken it completely to a different level. And nowadays, now the writings of the Arizal are well spread around the entire globe. And that's why he calls it Mekor Chochmah, because he opened up the whole subject of Chochmah to Eved Kabbalah that we received from Moshe Mesinai, the Pnimi Torah, and with that, later on came what who's called the four Tzadikim, in no particular order. We have the Rashash comes, we have the Ramchal that came, and then we have the Baal Shem that came, and the Gaon Mivilna. All these great tzaddikim open up the subject even much, much more. Till today, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of rabbonim, gedolim, that teach us these inyonim, or we are able to actually grasp these notions, things that the previous generations were not able to grasp due to the speed that we're coming towards the end of time. As the Zohar says, the closer we come to the end of times, the more giluyim, more secrets of the Torah will be revealed to us, as we see every day. It's incredible how many more people are learning this subject of Chochmat HaEmet more than ever. So saying that again, we come back to the text on Tzadi Ches, Ariza Zal Mekor HaChochmah Yigia. He worked at it. It was not something that he was born with. He was a very intelligent person, but he had to work at it. Without working at it, he would not be who he was. Yaga ve'esig be'ofir roch ha'kodesh alav ve'alidei gilu Eliyahu zal tadir talumot chokhmah. So the fact that he worked so hard at it, and the story goes that he locked himself up for 10 years. He was married. Okay, so I don't know who's greater, him or his wife. And his children have to put up with not seeing him for basically 10 years. He'd just come back, he would come back once a week for Shabbat and then go back into his little cave. For 10 years he did that. And due to that great amount of yegia, he was zochet to Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh. And Gilui Eliyahu that was able to reveal to him all the great secrets. Without that, there's no chance for anybody to understand any of Chochmat's Emes. Katav me'ad me'ze'ir me'hubei torato b'tchilato limudo. He himself actually wrote a few pieces of Chokhmat Kabbalah. Ve'et marbit gluya limed l'talmidav u'b'rasham talmido ha'muvak ha'neman beto v'sofro ha'musmar Rav Chaim Vital. So he taught a handful of Talmidim, but again, the leader of the Talmidim, the one which was Musbach from the Ariza, was the Rav Chaim Vital. Now, number base. Rav Chaim Vital Tzitzal. Mayan Anoveya, he calls him. That means the water which is flows away from the Makor, from the Ariza. Asher lo zazam yado miyad rabo. He did not leave his master's hand and foot, not for a second. The kibel mimenu rovu chokmato, he received the majority of his chokma from him, not entirely, because he learned from different rabbanim. Rav Chaim Vital learned only a year and 10 months from the Ariza, but before that he learned from the Alshich, he learned from Gedolei Dor in Tzrat, he learned from the Rav Chaim, Rav Yosef Karo, the Machaber, who lived there as well. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham on his own right. But only at that particular time of the year, when he was around 30 years old, that he met the Ariza, that took over his life. From then onwards, the kibbeh mimenu rov chokhmat v'nimtza liyado liyad moser torato ledorot, and he took it on himself to pass over the Torah's Ariza to the next generations to come. V'achen masach shnayim rabot tarach v'yagia. And therefore, Meshech Shnaim Rabot, Shanim Rabot, Tarach V'Yigar Be'esatz Ba'od B'Ktiva Torat Rabot. And therefore, for the next many years, or around 20 years after his master, the Ariza, was Nifta, he went over the Ksavim many, many times. B'diuk V'Yishuv V'Shma'ut V'Svekotav, and he went through them and he cleared up a lot of indecisions that he had. Madura Achem Madura, writings edition after edition. V'Pri Yegia B'Ktiva B'Rura K'volatov Sof Sof Eschima Da'ato Liga Noz Amadurot Mu'acharot V'Hanchi L'Dorot Sefer Etzchai Madura Kama Mushlemet. So he decided to, he wrote many different editions. The later edition, which was the more Mohuda, which was the better edition, he felt was, the generation wasn't worthy of it. He decided to hide it and bury it. The early edition, he said, that is what the generations are worthy to get. And he gave what's called the Mdura Kama over to the generations. Gimel, HaTalmidim. Asher sham, asher gam heima shom'u mipi ari zal, aval lo yordu lesof dato, v'lo samach liyado aleihem liyot moschei torato. So agam, it's true that the Ariza had multiple Talmidim, but it's written in the Talmid that the Ariza says that they didn't fully understand. Again, that's all relative, because they were gedoy le'olam themselves. Compared to Rav Chaim Vital, it's less as if they didn't understand it fully. Rav Chaim Vital gathered all their writings, v'dvarim nechutzim imuchudashim shebe'em mimena, so mima sheskim aleihem liyot amitim klalam v'chiburo lismoch aleihem smicha bilti muchletit. And what he did, Rav Chaim Vital, obviously he couldn't be there 24 hours a day. There's something, sometimes he had to be away from his masters, where the other Talmidim heard things. So when the Rav Chaim Vital took these writings from the Talmidim, he sat with them and he filtered through what he felt was not true to the teachings of Ariza. All the writings which he read from the Talmidim, which he felt was true to the teachings of Ariza, he took with him and placed it in his sefer called the Etz Chaim. Chach me'eretz Yisrael. That's the number Dalit. Ot Dalit. Ema sheba'u liyadam atar niyarim shebe'atik Rav Yeshua bin Nun zal על ידי 100 סופרים בשלושת ימי הבחר. We know that Chachmei Yisrael were zoche to have these writings of the first edition of the Etz Chaim to come out to them. How did it happen? As we explained, there was somebody, a great gadol called Rabbi Shua Bin Nun, and he hired out 100 sofrim, writers, and over the next 3 days, he copied over at a very, very quick space all this borrowed edition of the which we call the Tanya, the first edition of the Etz Chaim, and they return it back to Moshe Vital, this, the brother of Rav Chaim Vital. Bli seder v'tam, and there was no particular order in them. And what happened because of that? There was a lot of mistakes that came out. Chalukim v'sidurim kotzvim inyanim drushim kavanot likutim to'elet inyanim u'mehem Rav Michiel Ashkenazi. Okay, and so a lot of these rabbonim took it on. For example, Rav Michael Ashkenazi, Rav Ephraim Pantsiri, Rabbanim Rav Binyamin Alevi, Rav Elisha Goshtala. All these rabbonim had a hand in this, what we call the Tar Niyorim, and decided to fix it up and edit it and to publish it. Hey, Rav Shmuel Vital. Rav Shmuel Vital was the Yosho Aruchni Shel Rav Chaim Vital. He got what's called the Shmoneh Sha'arim from his father, Rav Chaim Vital. Asher Yiga Leotzi Lepoal Yashlim Simat Chayav Shel Aviv. Kteva Torat Rabo Ariza Ledorot. Saima Batzlachaz. בסדרת השמונה שערים שהוא עריכתו הסופית של ספר את חיים. And he was given over, Rav Chaim Vital said, what I want to transmit to the next generations. Not actually, he wasn't intending to give them a Dura Kama. But rather, he was giving over what's called the Shmona Sha'arim. And he gave it over to his son to do the actual mitzvah, to be most of this to the generation. And this Shmona Sha'arim, he says over here, Arichato Asofit Shel Sefer Etz Chaim, which is one of the last editions, meaning of the tekufa of the times period, which is called the Medura Kama. Okay, so I think we're going to stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.